door mouse. I'll show it to you and then you'll understand. Door mouse. Alice. Door mouse is a rodent that looks like a little squirrel. Door mouse.
D-O-O-R-M-O-U-S-E. Door mouse.
Walking, you are incorrect. Single O, dormouse. Look it up, dictionary right there. Trevor's telling you after. You got top four, everybody. Top four competitors. It's an estrogen fiesta. We've got Ashley, Becky, Jamie, Nikki, Cat Spike, and Mike. Good, I'm in it all. Lots of tickets to spell out, ladies.
Yeah, if you want to sit.
I do. I'm like, no, I got so nervous.
It's all by all means.
You're like, okay. Why are you tired? You're just sitting there, like, talking. I'm nervous.
Okay, so I came in a little bit late, and so we were, what was going on in here? Where are we? What's happening?
We're at the Black Sparrow in downtown Main Street, USA, Main Street, Lafayette, Indiana. We're at the Black Sparrow.
Okay, and what happened here this evening?
We had a drunkard spelling bee, which originated in the town of Chicago as the Chip-In Spelling Bee. After three drinks, everyone's the smartest person in the world, and everyone likes letters and spelling, so why not combine them both? Alcohol, letters, spelling, good times.
Okay, so I think the most recent word I remember you asking, something anesthesiologist was on there, and then there were a few words above that. Give us some of the highlights of some of the words from the evening. Oh. So this was a source book, just a Webster's regular dictionary.
We begin the spelling bee with words culled from whatever sort of municipality generously posts their first, second, third grade spelling lists.
Mm.
But the Chip-In, which is the birthplace of participatory tavern spelling, basically, the spellers on stage are your jukebox. The audience contributes the words. So anesthesiologist, for example, was a user.
Ah, okay. An audience given.
An audience given word. And so that's the final battle. So we had, I host the thing and it's just
that's
a blur.
Okay. I mean, anything that
anesthesiologist,
comes to mind.
Boy, what were the other stumpers? The schwa.
I saw the guy lose on the Dormouse.
Dormouse.
A favorite.
Dormouse.
Trevor guy?
Yeah.
Or something. He was
Trevor.
Doing great, and then you said, no, 1-0.
It's true.
I know.
I'm not lying.
What do we have here as the reference material?
My reference, my Bible is Web 10.
Web 10?
Yeah. I'm an old school. I'm an analog girl, ex-journalist.
Okay.
None of this IMDb internet stuff.
What's Web 10 mean?
Webster's 10th.
10th edition?
Yes.
What year was it published? You can start the cigarette. I mean, I'm not trying to stop you.
I believe it was published in... I don't go that deep on it. We were using it at the magazine that I worked for two editions after that.
Okay.
Webster's might be even on 14, but
okay.
Web 10.
Okay, you like.
The copy editor people.
So we have, we'll go around to different book sales around here. I'm partial to our 1950s. I don't know what edition it is, but it claims unabridged, but it's had to have lost some words along the line.
Well, yeah, unabridged, like, do you have an OED?
No. That one's huge.
Yeah, and that's crazy. Oh, here she is, runner-up.
Oh, this is the runner-up. Real quick, runner-up. Any comments about the evening?
I got some Spamalot tickets, so that was pretty cool.
Nice.
Yeah.
Anything you remember? Highlights?
Highlights were throwing up in the alley behind the establishment. That was pretty great. That was the second time I've done that in a month.
Thank you. I love
yeah.
all you.
Was it related to another spelling competition?
No, unfortunately, I just drank a lot of shots, and I wasn't expecting that.
I was just scared.
It'll happen. You never thought you'd make it this far.
No, did not. Oh, I thought actually I would be kicked out because I spoke Australian, our Queen's English, rather than American
English.
So, I was quite impressed actually.
Great. Any comments?
The winner did good.
Right on. Is that really anything, or is that
European? Yeah, no, there is. It's actually, I'm using it as a right there.
Okay.
Just makeshift, you know, real quick. So, congratulations again.
Thank you.
Hopefully the rest of the night goes well for you.
Thank you.
So, appreciate it.
It was like a bar bet.
Seriously, like, whoever won, like, I want, like, I seriously, like, appreciate it, like, ridiculously. I am like, oh my god, I love wordplay and everything.
I know.
That's great. Do you have any comments? Are you the winner? We're doing an interview for the media collective.
Ashley, the winner. Oh, indeed. Quiet. What do you want to ask me?
Comment. You're the winner.
My comments are that this was a great idea, and that even though not a lot of people like entered, I think that if they had increased like their amount of like what's it called? Advertisement over in like Havilon, definitely there would have been a lot more people, and I would have had a lot more competition.
So you felt this evening was not of the caliber of people you usually spell with?
Well, I feel it's like it wasn't the caliber of people I usually spell with, but yet I feel like that the pool of really good spellers was not necessarily as extravagantly drawn from as it should be. It should have, like, seriously, like, if you're gonna post anywhere on Purdue, post at like Havilon, post in the Union, people would have been there. Like, I saw some people I know there, but I don't know. Like, if it had been more heavily advertised, there's one guy I know who definitely is a great speller. I Scrabble with him, like...
Why do you feel he wasn't here tonight?
He was here tonight, but he's a great Scrabble guy, and he didn't see the advertisements.
Here.
It's gotta be Havilon. You gotta post
Havilon. Havilon is the key.
It is.
Any final thoughts?
I had a great time. It's a great idea. Like, I don't care how the turnout was. Even if it was a bad idea, you should push like a motherfucker because it was awesome.
Any comments? No? Great. Well, thank you. Congratulations again.
Definitely.
Thank you. Here's the card. Here, you might want to hold on to that. That's the website right there. The Media Collective. But it'll be up there in a little bit.
Like, you're one of the people that got it, like freaking even a thing.
You're the queen, man.
You're on it. Congratulations again. You did.
You are the lord of
Make
all
sure she makes it okay.
A little lady wash.
Your chariot awaits.
It does. Cool. Enjoy. Cool. Yes, have a good evening.
Ashley, congratulations. Yeah, enjoy Spamalot.
Thank you so much.
Set your alarm for 2 so you make the show.
All right, so we'll finish with that cigarette. I'm going to keep you out here in the cold for 2 hours.
All right.
So any other comments? How was that? You're going to be recognized now as... What do you call yourself? What's your title?
My name's Kate, and I don't have a title necessarily, but I played in a softball league, and I was recognized like, hey, it's the Spelling Bee chick. That's the Spelling Bee chick. I don't know. I don't have a... I'm the Marquesa of Westtown, but that has nothing to do with spelling bees. That has to do with Transvanguardia. But that's a whole other conversation, my friend. Where are you from?
Oh, and from here.
And where am I going to find this?
Well, this is the super, media collective. Yeah, I'll give you business.
Super exciting interview.
It's riveting. I mean, how could you not? So there's the
Huffington Post.
No.
Financial Times.
No, just the Media Collective.
Al Jazeera.
No, just the Media
Collective. Oh, right on.
Just local media.
Soundscapes. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be in a, like, inkst.
No.
I'm going to be
Nothing
sampled?
Like oh, well,
I've never been
mind.
Sampled.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll definitely put up an interview.
Okay.
But my cycle doesn't always go back.
That's
and
all right.
Things.
But that's very
I
good.
Encourage other people. So by all means, you could resample it. But since you want to be sampled, maybe we'll sample something out of there.
I don't own a
We'll
computer.
Talk about OED. That's fine. Library
oh,
has
OED.
Well, we'll
yeah,
try,
yeah,
we'll
yeah, yeah.
We'll sample you saying that. What do you want me to sample? Think of that in mind now. Now that you saw that, any other comments about the evening? What you see? What's going on?
I love the Black Sparrow. I love the Lafayette, but this is kind of my little universe when I come here. But it's great. I was kind of surprised to find this little oasis of really good beer, great food, freaky smart people. It's awesome.
So
yeah.
If you had to sum up? Because other people have given nicknames to the Black Sparrow. What kind of nickname would you... Or like slogan for it, you know?
Yeah,
the
yeah,
The Black
yeah.
Sparrow. Bum, 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 bum. Like, what would you... You know, if you need help?
Yeah. Nothing's coming to the top.
What about diffraction? Does diffraction fit in there for you? The silliness. Okay, that didn't go so well.
If you tread the straight and narrow, be careful. in the Black Sparrow. I don't know. Like,
that's so, I love it. That's great. Any final thoughts?
I don't
thoughts?
Know. Like, you put me on the spot. Final spots? Spots.
There's spots all over.
I wasn't even drinking, man. Final thoughts? Love the Black Sparrow. Love your alphabet, your language, and read all you can. Teach anybody you know and love to read. Yay.
That's great. That's great. Thanks so much.
Yeah, right
so
on.
You got the card. This actually interests me.
Thank you.